You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So a little something special. Normally, this would be the time we do a little football, but not today because... And we have such a petty, catty POS on the show. He's got spring training receipts, David Music.
Now, here's the beauty of it. We would normally do this...
High-level production, everybody. Savor it.
At the end of the season, but you know what? The regular season's over, and they're still winning. So we may be doing this in November. So David said, how about we do it today?
Okay, then.
So here we go. Back in spring training, we said, Colt Keith, over under 14.5 home runs. Mike, you had over. David, you had over. Kenny, you had over. I took the under. He hit 13.
God! Why does the person who's negative win? Next.
Tarek Skubal. Over under 128.5 strikeouts.
I said over because wow. I had him top three in the Cy Young.
He had 228.
Woo!
Mike, you went over. Kenny, you went over. David and I went under.
How could I have gone over? I'm so negative. Next.
Tigers wins. Over under 84.5.
I had 85.
The Tigers won 86. Mike, you let somebody talk you down.
No.
You went under.
Ah! Oh, no.
You were positive, and then David, you went under. Kenny went under. I was the only one who believed in this team.
No, stop it.
I went over.
Stop it.
Longest winning streak for the Tigers, 6.5.
I probably said under because I don't believe in predicting 7, 8, 9 game winning streaks in baseball. Watch, guaranteed.
The longest streak they had was 6, and we all went under.
Yes!
Longest losing streak for the Tigers, over under 6.5.
Oh, Christ.
Their
I don't know.
Actual longest losing streak was 5.
What did we say?
Mike, you went under.
Yes!
David,
how could someone so negative
over.
Be so positive?
I went
you
over.
Went under.
Oh, I did. Wow.
Kenny, you went under. I didn't believe in him.
Because you're a piece
over.
Of garbage.
Javi Baez.
Why don't you go back to New York?
Javi Baez, OPS. Yeah, oh. I need a slice of Sbarro's pizza.
America's pizza.
His OPS, over under 0.675, 675.
I hate his guts. I had to have said under.
He actually had 516.
Yeah, it's the lowest OPS in baseball history for a guy who plays every day.
David, you said under. Kenny, you said under. I went over. I thought he would fix his... Mike said there's no way in the world...
He could be worse.
He can be worse. I'm going over. He went under.
Woo!
Spencer Torkelson, over under 23 and a half home runs.
He guilty. Actually, I went over. I bet you I said he was going to hit 40.
He actually hit 10.
Just a bit under. I went over, though, right? Being the negative piece of garbage I am.
You know what? You can go back to New York. We all went over.
Yes!
I went over?
We all.
False optimism.
What?
Riley Green doubles. Over under 29 and a half.
I like Riley.
He actually hit 27.
Oh, no.
Mike, you went over. You believed in Riley.
But I'm so negative.
Kenny, you went over. David, you went over. I went over as well.
You know, this is a surefire way to say positivity doesn't pay. If I were just a curmudgeon, I'd be sweeping the board.
Gio Urshela, RBIs. Oh. Over under 50.5. He actually had 37.
I had to say under.
Being negative paid off, Mike.
Thank God.
You went under.
Thank Christ.
David.
You can't back a guy with a broken pelvis.
Kenny. You went under. Congratulations. I went over. I thought that he would hit over 50 RBIs.
This is so difficult.
Cary Carpenter home runs. Over under.
Cary bomb. Cary bonds.
Over under 20 and a half.
I don't know because
he actually hit 18.
I know he doesn't play against lefties, which means pragmatism. I might have said under. I don't know what I said.
You were so positive you went over, Mike. You believe.
But I'm so negative.
You believe.
I should just go back to New York. Damn it.
David, you believed as well. You went over. Kenny, slick back hair Kenny, you believed.
And we all got burned.
You believed in the carpenter.
Yeah. We got screwed.
We all.
Hey, you believe in one too. It's just he works on Sundays.
We all didn't get burned here. I went under.
You such a...
Parker Meadows, RBIs, over under 56 and a half. He actually had 28.
I have no idea what I said. I can't even begin to guess.
I went over. Kenny, you went over. David, you believed as well. You went over. Michael, on his way to the airport, heading back to New York, he went under.
Yes! Negativity pays. My Nona always told me.
Now, will the Tigers win the Central?
I said no to this.
There was only one idiot that said yes.
Is it me?
Oh, it's probably me.
You want yours first, Kenny?
Yes, please.
Kenny, you are not the idiot.
All right, you said not the idiot.
You want to take a chance, David?
I think I couldn't have. No, it can't be me.
You said no.
Okay. Whew.
Somebody in this room.
You.
I said yes.
Oh.
Michael, you said no.
Negativity pays. 248.
Now, for these next two,
okay,
David gave me the blessing to go ahead.
Okay.
Because technically, we don't know, but I think we know.
Okay.
This is going to make sense in a second.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is cryptic.
Will Tarek Skubal be in the top three for Cy Young voting?
I said yes to this.
No, right. That's what I'm saying. So this was one that technically we don't know, but I think we do know.
I believed.
You did say yes, Mike. You've been saying that since the very beginning. So I'm not even going to draw this out with drama. Go ahead and hit something.
I don't have any good for you.
David. Would Tarek Skubal finish in the top three for Cy Young voting?
I said no.
You said no?
Yeah.
Kenneth, did you say yes or did you say no?
I think I said yes.
You did not. You said no.
So negative.
Don't worry. I said no as well.
I believe what nobody else believes.
And
I hate when people do that. Go ahead.
Finally, I think we can go ahead and say this. Who would be the Tigers MVP for this year?
Please tell me I said Skubal. Please.
I said Riley Green. He was an all-star, but I don't think he's going to be the Tigers MVP. David, you were right there with me. You said Riley Green, an all-star, but I don't think he will be the MVP. Kenny, you said Tarek Skubal.
Oh, wow, okay.
I got a feeling he's going to be the MVP.
Yeah, I think I did well there.
Michael? Take a bow. You said Tarek Skubal.
Yes.
Once again, we don't know, but I think we do know.
Right.
He's going to be in the top three of Cy Young. He's going to be the team MVP.
It's like kids out there. I mean, you kind of know the Tooth Fairy ain't real. It ain't real.
So, yeah. So, there you go. From way back in March when we did this.
I feel very good about this.
You should. I don't know why you hate this segment so much.
Because you're petty.
How am I petty? It's your answers.
It's difficult.
I'm the only one that thought they would win over, you know, 85 games.
Oh, hell. All right. Go ahead.
Those are your Tigers receipts for the regular season. 97-1.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.